Tell me a favorite memory about me.
About you?
Yeah.
Wow. You're a piece of work.
Thank you.
They're all good. I don't know. I mean, I can't pick one out. I mean, I guess when you were, like, you know, like you were firstborn in the hospital and all that.
Yeah.
So put in the hospital.
Okay. The next question is, what was the worst thing you remember my dad ever doing when he was a child?
God, there's so many. I don't know how I could forget. Worst thing your father ever did, hide from me outside all the time. When we lived in Severna Park, they used to go and hide from me, and then I couldn't find them.
Where would they hide?
I mean, well, we had the woods in the back, we had the basement, and, you know, I mean, they were just around the neighborhood, but close to the house. I mean, they didn't run away or anything like that.
Oh.
On the roof.
So I just put, you know, hiding from me.
My next question is, why did you join the military?
Why did I join the military? I joined the military because when I was in that age of being able to be like 18 years old and being able to be drafted, I decided that I would rather go into the Air Force where I wanted to go rather than be drafted and go into the Army. So I guess you might say because I had the choice of what branch of service I wanted to go into.
Okay. What lessons did your time in the military teach you, and did it change you?
Yes. Made me more aware of what I was doing, to making sure that what I did was right and proper. Because if I didn't do things right, it would have serious consequences on my behavior.
Would you get in trouble?
Yes.
What would you have to do?
Well, depending on what you would get, like demerits or something, and not be able to go out and do certain things that the other guys were doing. So it was like a slight punishment, so to speak, to keep me from doing what everybody else wanted to do.
Okay. Were you ever afraid? And if so, can you tell me about it?
In the military?
Yeah.
One time when I was in pilot training, I was taking a training flight by myself, nobody else with me, and I went a little bit too far from the base that I was stationed at, and I started to run out of gasoline.
Oh.
And I was afraid that my plane was going to run out of gasoline and I was going to crash in a desert.
Wow.
So that scared me a little bit. I never got myself in that position again.
Yeah, that must be scary. How would you describe me to someone who has never met me?
I would say, you know, probably in a couple of words, I would say friendly, easy to talk to, you're very active, and good looking.
Thank you. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Yeah, I've learned to always try to tell the truth rather than lie or not tell the truth.
Yeah.
Learn to try to always be friendly with other people because they will in return be friendly to you. I've learned to be honest, tell the truth, not hide things that are bad, And if I did something wrong, will you still tell the truth? And you pay the consequences, but that's better than lying. So I would say being honest to yourself and being honest to other people.
Yeah, that's a good one. What advice would you give your teenage self?
My teenage self, when I was a teenager?
Yeah.
Well, actually, Case, the same thing I just told you. From when I was a kid, I always believed in telling the truth, helping other people, being honest, being friendly, I guess that's about it.
Was there ever one thing you did that made you realize that?
Let me think about that one for a while.
Okay. Tell me about your parents. What was it like growing up?
Oh, that was an experience. My parents were both from Czechoslovakia, so they didn't really speak real good English. We spoke at home. We spoke Czechoslovakian a lot, sometimes more than we spoke English.
Oh.
And my parents both worked. My father worked. My mother worked. So they were hard-working people, kind of set the example for me. And we always had a happy home. My grandmother came to live with us when I was about 5 years old, so that was interesting having her around because she didn't speak any English at all. And she always did the cooking for us, and it was nice seeing somebody older and being a parent of your parents, socializing and being so nice to their family. So that's about it, I guess.
Would you ever talk Czechoslovakian at school?
Yes.
Or anything?
We basically, what we did is when we went home, we spoke Czech. When we went to school, we spoke English. Because I was trying to learn the Czech language myself. They were trying to learn English, and I, on the other hand, was trying to speak Czechoslovakian because it is a different language, kind of hard to do. So we kind of helped each other.
Yeah. Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life when you were growing up.
Her name was Mrs. Kabler, K-A-B-L-E-R, was in the fourth grade, and she was just always friendly to me and all the other kids. The one thing that kind of is ironic now is her boyfriend was a football player, and he played at Penn State University.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. And I didn't even know what Penn State University was. But she used to talk about him a lot. And that, in turn, kind of got me more interested in playing football than I already was. So we kind of were always friends, and she was good to me, and I was always, I didn't cause any trouble to her or anything like that.
So she was your teacher?
Yeah, very good.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
I gotta think on that one too. It's like being with my family. We used to, I told you, both my mother and father worked, and then on weekends, they used to go to a campground up near Bel Air, Maryland, which was close to Aberdeen, where we lived. And we went up there on Saturdays and Sundays, and there was a big swimming pool, and we used to go swimming a lot, and we used to cook hot dogs and things like that and play baseball and softball outside. So it was a way of getting out of the house, going out in the country, having a pool, meeting some other kids my age. And it was fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
How would you like to be remembered?
I think as being honest, being helpful to other people who may need help. Excuse me. Always, always. always willing to help somebody when it was around the house or with homework or something like that, and just being friendly and helpful as opposed to being go jump in the woods or something like that. I would always rather help people.
So nothing like my dad.
I wouldn't say that, Chase.
What was your childhood like?
What was it like?
Yeah.
Well, it was a happy childhood. We lived in a small community with mostly other people from Czechoslovakia. And we went to, not only did we go to English school, we also went to Czechoslovakian school also, where you would learn the Czech language more than you did just around the house. And we always played baseball, and we had a gymnastic organization called Sokol, which is S-O-K-O-L. It's a Czechoslovakian gymnastic organization, and we used to go there once a week and play on the horses and the parallel bars, and it was nice. Everybody was friendly, and it was a nice community to be in. They used to have big picnics in the summer. They used to roast pigs and things like that, and outside. So it was a friendly, small, friendly community.
So were you usually out playing with them?
Yeah. We'd come home from school. We didn't go to school where we lived. We had to get on a bus in the morning and go about 10 miles away, go to school all day long, come home on the bus, get off the bus, and that's when you got together with your buddies and played softball or whatever, or went swimming in the river, or crabbing or fishing or things like that.
Did you ever walk to school with your friends?
No. We were, like I said, close to 10 miles away, so I tried very carefully not to miss the bus. It's a little too far to walk.
Yeah. What was my dad like when he was growing up? Do you have any favorite stories about him?
I wouldn't call him favorite, because with him, they were all favorite. He was a very good child and very athletic. He was a good worker, a good learner. He studied hard. He was friendly, and he had a lot of friends. So he was just a nice person to be around with.
Okay. That's all my questions.
Okay. I'm glad I could help.
Thank you for talking to me.
Did he pass?
Yeah, did I pass?
Yep.
All right, Casey, it was good talking to you. Like I said, I'm glad I could help you out.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I love you all, guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.